Data from the Centers for Disease Control shows construction workers rank among the highest suicide rates in the U.S. Chestnut Health Systems in Bloomington hosted a training session to help construction managers see warning signs and help their employees struggling with mental health issues get the help they need. Chestnut's Behavioral Health Clinical Director Beth Hilling and Tim Ryan, a leader with the Midwest region of the Laborers International Union, say they are working to change the culture of self-reliance and risk-taking that is pervasive in the construction industry. Ryan tells Eric Stock many construction workers face additional financial pressures that can make matters worse.
Unfortunately, the nature of our workforce is such that sometimes it's seasonal work. So our members, you know, may work 3 months, 3-6 months out of the year, then they're off the rest of that time, which can then become, you know, stressful situations, a lack of funds to, you know, to purchase things, you know, not having their insurance anymore. So really, it's just kind of the nature of our industry. You know, it can be kind of unstable at times.
And what about the culture where there is sort of an expectation that you just suck it up, you just push through? How much of that is a challenge to overcome?
You know, I think what we learned with Chestnut and two of the trainings we've been to is that it's definitely something we do need to overcome. We need to try and take away the stigma that is, you know, that we can't talk about mental health. We're men, we're macho men, and we need to take that all away. And just understand there doesn't need to be a stigma. We can just talk about it. We can just have a conversation. So, yeah, it definitely hinders us, but we're trying to break down those barriers.
And Carrie Hilling with Chestnut, the Behavioral Health Clinical Director, how do you help break down those barriers to make workers more comfortable to share their concerns and seek the help they need?
Well, it really starts with partnerships like what we have today. So this is a wonderful opportunity for us in the mental health field to share all the data that we have and also all the information on how to take care of your members in the union and how to break down stigmas. And it's important just to continue to have those conversations. Being able to talk about it, bring awareness to it, I think that's the key.
But even beyond the employees bringing that concern, they may not come right out and say, hey, I need help, but the signs are there. How do you get employers, managers, coworkers to look for those signs and have their eyes and ears peeled for that?
I think we all have experienced signs in our own life. We talked about that in our training a little bit today, that we all have experienced stressors in our life, and so we can relate to that. I think that we probably do see things in our coworkers and our friends and families and people we interact with, but it's really taking that next step and not being afraid to ask someone how they're doing and taking that kindness to that next level.
Do you feel that the construction industry has a problem more so than other industries because of the nature and the culture that has existed for so many years?
I think there's just a lot of stressors with the work, with the inconsistent work and the hard work. It's very hard work, physically demanding and dangerous. And so we talked a lot today about safety, and really safety is so important in the industry, but starting to talk about emotional well-being as part of safety. And I think that might be a good way, a segue into bringing all this awareness into the culture, that this is a safety issue as well.
A lot of the discussion has focused on male construction workers. Is the problem as severe among women, given the fact that the work for them is just as physically intense?
For women, well, I think the statistics show that with suicide, it's more prominent with men. With women, they're more prone to ask for help. But I feel like whatever industry you're in, whether you're male or female, you're both are experiencing the same stressors in that industry.
I guess it's just a sign that men and women sometimes handle it differently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think historically, women have been a little more apt to talk about it, whereas maybe men don't typically feel like they should talk about it or that it's seen as a weakness. And so we really want to dispel that stigma.
And this is Sound Ideas. I'm Eric Stock with Carrie Hilling with Chestnut Health Systems in Bloomington and local labor leader Tim Ryan. And Tim, when you talk about the physical demands of being in construction, it leads to a lot of pain medication. How have those pain medications contributed to the problems that these workers face?
The pain medication is obviously a contributing factor. 2 years ago, 3 years ago now, we took a real hard look at opioid use among our membership, reach out to various organizations to find out how do we address that issue? How do we kind of maybe try and head things off at that level? But I think our members get hurt, and unfortunately that is kind of the first thing that is prescribed to them is pain medication. So, and that's how they're going to manage that. And I think we want to try and get down to the root of that issue, try and help them understand, you know, you've been given this medicine, use it wisely, use it safely. But come to us if you feel like you're having a bigger issue. You know, come and reach out to us.
Do you feel the culture has changed at all over time? Have workers been receptive to that?
I really think they have. I work for our entire regions, covering 10 states. Our St. Louis area, they've done a great job of addressing the opioid issue. The construction agencies and kind of organizations down there do a great job of addressing that and addressing the opioid use, how to properly use the medication, you know, where to go if you need help. I know Chestnut does a great job as well, kind of pushing the services that we can use to help our membership. So I think we are starting to make the turn. And we are starting to address the issue. We're not 100% successful yet, but we are at least starting to change people's minds and get the conversation going.
Well, I guess there's a second benefit, too. If you're a construction manager, if you have employees who are hurt or they are battling mental health issues to some level, they're going to be less productive. So is there a way to measure the impact that has, making sure that all of your employees are healthy and happy and productive?
Yeah, I think we're all invested in making sure our members are healthy, not only us with the union, but also the people who hire our members. They all want to make sure that they're healthy and working productive, because kind of as you indicated, if the member's not productive, the contractor's probably not productive because he's not getting his work done.
That is labor leader Tim Ryan with Eric Stock, along with Beth Hilling of Chestnut Health Systems. The second highest suicide rates for men are in the arts, entertainment, sports, and media. That subset has the highest suicide risk for women.